So you are about to start a Mexican food truck in Raglan.
We are, yes.
Called Casa Loco.
Casa Loco.
What does that mean?
It means the madhouse.
Oh, I've wondered.
Yeah. Apparently I'm the ringleader, but you know, okay. I'm trying to keep that on a soft note.
So how many people involved with this project?
There's three of us. So two yacht chefs and an ex-stewardess as well.
Okay, so you guys are used to people cooking as you travel.
Yep.
So as a yacht chef, you're on like these kind of super yachts with super rich people who have staff.
We are.
Okay.
We're staff, so.
What's that like?
It's interesting. I've been doing it for over 20 years in and out, so yeah.
Okay.
I've travelled globally, mostly in the hubs around the world, Mallorca, south of France, America.
Okay.
And New Zealand. So.
Right, and how come you've sort of washed up ashore here?
I've been coming back and forth to Raglan for about 12 years, mainly kite surfing actually. But
okay.
Not done too much of that recently because I've just had I've got a 1.5-year-old, so she's been taking up my time.
Okay, so it's kind of, is it time to settle down a little bit, is it?
Got the land anchor and time to get a little project going, which is the food truck. So
okay, and so the first question is, where will people be able to find you? Are you starting on the weekend?
We're starting on the weekend, weather permitting. Doing a launch on Friday up at Rangitahi.
Okay.
Next to the hut, and we'll be there from 4 PM onwards. A little bit of live music and tacos.
Okay.
And then we'll be there for most of the weekend, weather permitting. From lunchtime Saturday, Sunday, maybe Monday.
Okay.
But we'll see if we get blown away.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just checking the forecast. It doesn't, at the moment, the forecast doesn't look that bad, but I think they haven't really updated it yet.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it could be. I guess, have you experienced weather like that out on the yachts?
Yeah, we've been in hurricane situations. I think there was one year where we had to kind of hide out in the Canaries, and all the side of the boat got smashed up. We went sideways on the dock, popped a few hatches and things like that. It was a questionable whether we stay at sea and just try and make it through or come into port, because then you're hitting onto hard stuff. So
yeah, neither option is a fantastic option, clearly.
But you've got to take one or the other, so yeah.
Yeah, 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 you can't be indecisive. Tell us about... Well, so you've been cooking for rich people, I guess. They have high standards, so you tell us the food is... nice food?
Yeah, we've done a little bit of a creative sort of planning around what menu we're going to do, trying to keep it as simple as possible, because tacos at the end of the day are supposed to be simple food.
Yeah.
With good flavours and fresh flavours. So
yeah.
That's pretty much what we're trying to promote. And then we'll do a few agua frescas. So we've just done some tamarind agua frescas using tamarind pulp. With a little bit of sugar, and then you freshen it up with some lime and some sparkling water or ice water.
So what is that exactly?
Agua fresca.
Which means?
Fresh water.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So we've got a few different flavours. We've got a lime, and we've got a local plum one that I've made with some bay leaf. So.
Okay, and what sort of stuff's on the menu?
Well, I've got it in front of me at the moment. We're doing all-day tacos for $9.50 per taco and 3 for 26. Mostly sort of chicken, pork, classic Baja fish. And then we'll do what we're hopefully going to be renowned for, our birrias, which is slow-cooked beef over 8 hours with in a fried tortilla with cheese. And then you can serve it with a braising pot of what they call consomme, which is the liquor from the meat.
Okay.
And you dip your taco in it. And we're also doing a vegan version as well, which not a lot of people are doing at the moment. So.
Okay, well, that should be fairly popular out here as well.
Mm.
So did you, this style of Mexican cooking, did you sort of look around and see what was happening here and think that was something to do, or is that just something that you really like?
Myself, personally, I've gone through a few phases of business sort of ideas. One was going to be a toasty truck.
Yeah.
And then I did pies up at the hut for a while, but there's a lot of admin in pies and I couldn't really...
A lot of admin in pies?
Well, the
paperwork.
A lot of pastry. Admin, like food admin, you know.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of rolling, unless you've got the machinery.
Oh,
you
call it admin.
Yeah.
The boring stuff you have to do to get it made.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, I get it, right.
Boring stuff, just
like
the
health
stuff.
And, I thought it was like health and safety admin for pies. What's up with pies?
Yeah.
But,
I need a lot of space to sort of store them and then, yeah.
So, okay, all right.
And I thought, what could be simpler than pies and then toasties, and then now we've gone, and then we're going to do toasties and tacos, and now we've just gone tacos, so...
Okay.
And I love Mexican food, which always helps. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's generally sort of popular. And so tell us about the truck. Like, you've had to purchase a truck and get it outfitted. Did you do all that?
Yep. So we started last August, actually. But for various reasons, it's just been a bit of a slow process with us getting a little bit of freelance work and then getting the truck wrapped by Dan at Raglan Sign.
Yeah.
So we picked it up in... where did we pick it up? I can't remember now. It's, name escapes me. Anyway, four hours away.
Yeah.
Grabbed it, and it was from an old Vietnamese restaurant. They couldn't get the staff to manage the truck as well as their restaurant, so we got a good price. And then we've just fitting it out at the moment with a hot plate. Dan signed it up, and then working on the menu and doing some testing, and off we go.
So it's just the sort of thing you park on the side of the road, we walk up to it and do the purchase there like that?
We've got to be on some kind of private land, so we've been trying to punt for places to park. So Rangatahi, Sam up there, Sam Leite, has very kindly offered us to be there over the weekend, so we grabbed the opportunity.
Okay, so if people are interested in having some Mexican food located right where they are for a day or a week or whatever...
Yep, sign us up.
Do you want to be out there like every day? Is that the aim? Or
we
days
are
off?
Starting in Raglan because that's where our food registration is. But we might do a little trip over to Hamilton. Tony Bruce at Brown Bros has said we can park up next to him maybe a few days in the week and hunt some tacos and tarapa. So if you're over in Hamilton and you need some Mexican fix, we'll be there during the week sometimes as well.
How big is the truck?
3x2. So 3 metres long, 2 wide.
Oh, really? That's not very big at all.
Nope, but a lot of magic happens in there.
Yeah, no, because I was just thinking, like, you should get into the creative market. I know it's this Sunday.
Well, we might do, yeah. But I think we've kind of signed up for doing Rangatahi.
Oh, of course you have, yeah. But, well, there's more markets.
But I think we'll do... That is an option.
I think we
will think about that as
And
well.
That's a good way for people to discover you because a heap of people go there, especially if it's a sunny Sunday.
Yeah.
Which we don't know this weekend, actually. as we're talking about. Yeah, yeah. So, you who are the other two people involved?
So they're people that I've worked with on the boats. One is another chef and the other girl is the stewardess. So we've got somebody to help me do the tacos and fire up our creative energy. It's actually quite nice to work with somebody and, you know, fire off ideas and, and then Anna is the brains behind the admin.
The proper admin.
Yeah, and we're hoping to rope her in to flip some tacos as well.
Okay, so. And you've been working here. Have you all been working here in Raglan or just you've been working here?
No, those guys have just been, they've literally just got off boats. So, and I got my residency visa through Matt and Rebecca at Isobar.
Yeah.
So I was working at Isobar for about a year and a half.
So. You say people get off boats. I don't imagine they're actually getting off the boats here in Raglan. Like, we don't get a lot of boats here.
No. So they were working in Auckland and then, coming down here. We've got a lot of ex-yachties in Raglan, though. There's a lot of people that have travelled around the world and then decided that Raglan's the place to be, so...
I do hear that story a lot. Mm. I just came to Raglan and stayed.
Right.
I was just thinking, like, this type of yachts you're on, they're not the sort of thing that's going to come across the bar to get into Raglan. If you don't know the bar, it's not advisable.
Yeah. Although I worked on a kite surf boat called Cabrina Quest in Polynesia, and we did a lot of hairy, ocean mouths to get into the through Fakarava in Polynesia, and there was one motu just off Tahiti, and it was very tricky, and there was a lot of waves, and we only just made it. So
What is a kite surfing boat?
Was a 60-foot kite surf boat sponsored by Cabrina Crest, and it's basically like a timeshare on water. So people signed up for it, and they sign up for several weeks a year, and the boat will travel around the world in specific places chasing wind.
Okay,
You go out of the harbour or the marina, and you're going to the edge of the... basically the coral reef, because that's where the wind is.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people would follow us and then just go, we're not going where those guys are going because they're going where the wind is, which most people try and avoid when they're anchoring. But we would anchor just off the reef and go surfing in the waves.
So the boat's been tossed around a fair bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And you're cooking the food for the people, and people must be getting sick.
Most people are all right. You get the odd one on board that starts to go a bit quiet. and then quieter, and then mute, and then you're like, okay, well, these guys are going downhill. Put them outside, and hopefully they don't start to bring out bile, you know.
That's been me in the past when I was a kid living in, we lived in the islands for a couple of years on these boats, and or back and forth to places you could only get to on a boat, and I kind of got used to it after a year. One thing I found actually was that if I'd eaten some decent food and my stomach was full, I actually was better.
Yeah,
I felt better.
Yeah,
is that
what
you?
Yeah, it settles
your stomach.
But most sailors leave the marina with a hangover, so that can be pretty interesting. We're well, renowned for it. So
I was only 12, so I wasn't going to be doing that. But yeah, okay. Hey, folks, we're talking to Kate from a brand new Mexican food truck that's going to be popping up in Raglan starting this weekend, called Casa Loco, and you sell food, you sell drinks.
We are going to do our agua fresca, yes. And then a workshop have kindly said they'll give us their kombucha.
Okay.
Or we'll pay for it, but it will be valuable. And then just having a word whether we can put on some free drinks and through workshop as well.
Okay. It depends where you're located, I suppose, as to whether you can do that.
Yeah. So, just bring a blanket, come sit on the lawn on Friday, and we'll throw some free guacamole and chips at you, and tacos are there to buy. So.
Okay, and that's up by the hut at Rangitahi.
Up by the hut in Rangitahi, yeah.
But maybe in other places around town after that, or definitely in other places around town after that.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, thanks for coming in, Kate.
See us around. Thanks, Aaron.